The significance of this day for me is the history of this nation, one that is certainly splendid with regard to its fight for freedom, one that's an extraordinary example to the world with its intent to allow humanity, but one that certainly is splattered with hatred from the Civil War, its enslavement of human beings, to participating in several wars which are of all types of oppression and removing Native Americans from a country that literally was theirs. Today we honor some extraordinary contributors to the American story, our brothers and sisters in the Jewish community. I chose to stand today because without the intertwining of the relationship between the Jewish community and the African American community, there would not be the extraordinary record of legislation, that civil rights movement that has moved not just African Americans forward, but women, disabled, veterans, a whole series of laws and bills to protect those who have not been counted and were not counted prior to that civil rights movement. The Jewish community was not just lip service during the years of the civil rights movement, but they actually put their bodies on the line, murdered along with their brothers, African Americans in the South, beaten on buses that traveled deep into the South and fought hatred wherever they found it. And as we prospered, the nation has prospered. As they have prospered, humanity has prospered. The tragedy in Squirrel Hill was not just a community of Jews and was not just a tight-knit group of neighbors. It was a statement and an indictment about the darkness that is pervading this country, the cancer that is eating away at the fiber of who we are and the purpose of this nation. Understand, when we talk about the forefathers and the Constitution, they were not a perfect body of men. Nonetheless, wittingly or unwittingly, they opened the door to an experiment that would allow all human beings to come to a nation and fight for an opportunity for a better life. Be you Jew, be an African American, be an Italian, be a Pole, be an Irishman, whoever you were, you fought to get here because you knew the possibilities of the light and the enlightened. And I will tell you, for a long period of my life, the envy of the world. Today we are at a crossroads. It's not just a political crossroads. It's not an ideological crossroad. It is not a Democrat-Republican crossroad. It is not even a issue with regard to race, gender, or creed. It is about humanity. And for as many people who stand on a mic who believe in a God, we all talk about the light. And for those who are concerned about it, it will be extinguished if we do not stand up, but fight. That means fight back. Those are awkward words to put into this kind of commentary, because the reality is we all seek peace. We'd all love to go home and protect our children and protect our families and love our community. But the reality is that standard is being challenged. And it will not be met by hollow words. It will not be met by laws. It will be met by what those of us who understand the fight and struggle has been about. Ever since I've been a child, my parents required us to go to parades and marches, events during the civil rights movement that frankly were hot, in crowded rooms, with no air conditioner, no comforts. In churches, in the South, in places that, frankly, we didn't even know much about, and people we didn't know anything about. We were required to understand that those of us who were fortunate had to fight for those who were less fortunate. And in this space today, if you want to preserve the American dream, it's not about a house, not about an income, not about a lifestyle. About the right that everyone is counted as equal. Man, woman, child, Muslim, Jew, Christian, Democrat, Republican, South, North, East, West, does not matter. What matters is that there is a place in this world that fights for the freedom of every human being. And yes, in the eyes of a God, whether you believe in one or not, humanity is required for people, human beings, to be vigilant every day of their right. And in the smallest spaces, when you see that indiscretion, that purposeful neglect or denial, or when you're in the Capitol as a newly elected state representative, and you're standing next to one of your counterparts and they're recognizing your staff as the state representative as opposed to you. Understand, hate begins with bias. I'm not talking today to those who brandish their guns or get on those lines and those emails and talk back and forth in ways that we would not want to talk. I'm talking to us. Those of us who have accepted those unacceptable jokes and allowed them to be in that type of company. Those who have turned our heads on occasion to a friend or two who says something that's inappropriate and polite. Those of us who, yes, seek some level of correctness, because correctness requires understanding and removing from ignorance, moving forward. Today's message, many may think it was about those who clearly have no understanding of what humanity is. Well, today's message is about those of us who think we know what humanity is about. Those of us who want to claim the protection of our communities. Those who come and tip our hat in condolence to those who've lost their lives. Today's message is about what is it in you that you have to move out? What part of you has to be pushed to understand humanity in its fullness? Where is it that you have to be a fuller human being, a more compassionate, considerate human being? And where is it that you're denying that, yes, you too have some bias, if not prejudice, in your view of your fellow human being? If you challenge yourself, if you push yourself, then we will claim the victory that Senator Dinniman talked about. That the struggle will continue. But most importantly, there will be a protective barrier around all of us who want this country to be what it should be, what it's meant to be, and what we hope it continues to be. A beacon of hope, a place of light, and home to many peace-bearing Americans, regardless of what their stripe is, who they love, who they don't love, what their religion is, what their non-religion is, what their faith is not is, what their party is, what their affiliation, what their demographic may be. We hope and we pray that all of us understand today is about us, not about them. God bless America, and God bless Pennsylvania. Thank you.